All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is a special. I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to do this one video and then probably going back to sleep. But we've got How a Healthy Hentai Administers Public Service, the sequel to How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle, one of my favorite games, I guess you could say, ever, as far as Nukagay is concerned. And this will probably be the first video for my Pornhub audience. Again, it's 3 in the morning. I just woke up out of pretty much sound sleep. But we've got a bunch of videos coming. Like, so many videos. And it's going to be better to watch them on Pornhub because you won't have to go through a lot of the things that you have to do when you watch them on the original site, which was MGTOW.TV. I'll still be uploading there, but with, you know, Pornhub, you'll have to watch, like, what, maybe one ad? Whereas you have to pay, like, a certain amount of money just to watch in 720p over there on the other site. So you won't have to worry about that anymore. And we'll have all kinds of stuff like Starless, Closed Game, Euphoria, How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle, and stuff that my fans know me for, but it'll be a much wider audience, and I'm looking forward to it. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, Pornhub folks, I'm not one of those guys that just gives you the scenes. Like, you're gonna actually have to read the story along with me. So, yeah. Copulation to completion. Once sexual intercourse has begun, it must continue until all parties are satisfied. The sex officers working for the Office of Sexual Affairs live by these words. Their office is a national organization which deals with satiating the sexual desires of the public. Sex officers are civil servants who offer sexual services to the common man. Their existence is a cornerstone to the maintenance of societal order. Their services are an outlet for sexual desire which recharges the mind and body and relieves pent-up sexual frustration, helping to reduce sex-based crime. The one absolute requirement for becoming a sex officer is that you must be a pervert. The Office of Sexual Affairs is an honored symbol of this country, one which boasts impressive sexual advancement. Thanks to this organization and its officers, this country has an extremely high level of public sexual security. Other nations can barely compare. When it comes to dicks, size doesn't matter. A dick is a dick. Dicks, wieners, cocks, phalluses, shlongs, manhoods, penises. Dicks come with many names, but they are all dicks, big or small, all dicks are equal. A dick with phimosis is still a dick. A tiny dick is still a dick. A dick which ejaculates prematurely is still a dick. They are all different, and they are all beautiful. Almost kind of like a Live Aid thing. My dick is important. Your dick is important. Yeah, something like that. The beauty of a dick comes from the simple fact that it is a dick. Your huge dick is a wonderful thing that has the ability to bring pleasure to many people. Why, thank you! Throw back your shoulders, puff out your chest, and show off your throbbing erection with pride.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you cum lots and lots and as hard as you can. That was more than 10 years ago. She made me, Shitani Jin, into a man. I hated every last inch of my body, but she showed me I could be proud of my dick. She was my savior and the first person to turn me from a boy into a man. Look, it's the Giga Cock, over there! I played with my ball alone, trying to hide among the trees in one corner of the park. One of the kids in my class found me. We didn't get along at all. He wasn't alone either. He was with two other kids. They used to bully me as a group. I held the ball to my chest and braced myself, knowing they would do something to hurt me. What's the matter, Jin? Seeing some pervert get fucked make you hard again? You'd have to be blind to miss that Giga Cock getting hard. It's not hard. There's a long, thick bulge in my pants. The three of them pointed at it and laughed. They laughed at my Giga Cock, larger than any adult's. Can't believe you've got a cock that big, but you're still a virgin. What a loser! You know anyone who's still a virgin by the time they start sex ed stays a virgin their whole life, right? I'm not a virgin. The perverted teen next door let me fuck her for my birthday. There it was, the bragging. The girls my age were freaked out by the size of my cock, and even the perverted ones stayed away from me because it wouldn't fit in them. Man, I know what that's like. I thought the adult perverts might accept me, but I wasn't brave enough to approach them. Go on, Jin, show us your Giga Cock. Who knows, some passing pervert might see it and you could lose your virginity. Hey, quit it! And Sai and his friends guffawed as they stretched their hands toward my pants. I threw my ball away to one side and gripped my waistband so they couldn't pull my pants down. There's a word missing there. Move your hands, Jin. You can't take all three of us anyhow. Let's get a photo of it. We can show it to everyone. I said quit it. I struggled, trying to stop them from pulling down my underwear as well as my pants, but I couldn't stand up to all three of them for very long. Baba and Chono held me down on either side, allowing Asai to pull down my pants and my underwear. My cock sprang free, and Asai roared with laughter. Aha! Look how thick and long it is! Ew! Your Giga Dick's gross! Man, they got some weird shit that goes on, right, folks? Compared to the kids in my class, and even my dad and the adults I saw at the public baths, my cock was huge. My dad used to call it my third leg. That's exactly what it was like, really. Even I was grossed out by it, and I hated it being compared to others. Hold him down, guys. I'm gonna take a photo. Asai pulled out his phone and pointed the camera towards me. I tried to squeeze my legs around my cock to hide it. Come on, let us see it properly. Ha ha ha. Baba and Chono pulled my knees apart, causing my cock to hang down between them. If this photo gets shared around school, all the pervert girls are gonna be after you, Jin. I'm taking it. Asai opened up the camera app on his phone and put it in a perfect position. A heavy darkness settled in my chest. I knew once this photo spread, everyone in school would be calling me Giga Cock. What are you boys doing over here? A sex officer! She looked around the same age as my mom, or maybe a bit younger. I was captivated by her appearance, outlined as it was against the thick trees in the corner of the park. The bright sunlight from behind her bathed her body in a heavenly light. She was an angel, no, a goddess come to save me from my persecutors. Wait, you're bullying this boy, aren't you? I was being pinned down on the ground with my pants around my ankles and my cock on full display. It was more or less obvious what was happening from first glance. The moment the sex officer realized what was happening, her tone sharpened. In accordance with the Code of Safe Sexual Development of Youth, I hereby take you into custody for sexual harassment of a non-pervert. Damn it, let's cheese it! You're gonna get left behind, Chono! Well, wait! My bullies raced away, tripping over themselves as they went. I was left alone with the sex officer, my cock still hanging out between my legs. Are you alright? They didn't hurt you, did they? I'm okay. I tried to get to my feet, but I stumbled since the relief made me giddy. I tripped over my pants, still tangled around my ankles, and fell back onto my butt. Oh my, do be careful. Is your rear okay? The sex officer ran up to me and kneeled down. She put her arm around my back and helped me sit up. Thank you. Her big round boobs jiggled inches from my face. They smelled good and faintly sweet. Her boobs are amazing. My eyes followed her nipple piercings as they swung back and forth. You're a healthy young man, I see. That's good. What? I'm so... Her soft plump body and the intoxicating scent coming off of it. The weighty movements of her heavy breasts and the curled hair that sprouted under her arms and around her groin. She was on one knee and her legs were parted. I could see what was between them clearly. My dick hardened there and then, right in front of the sex officer. I felt ashamed. She's gonna laugh at me. She's gonna get mad at me. She's gonna look at me like I was gross. Unpleasant thoughts whirled through my mind, none of them coherent enough to form words. Your dick is wonderful. It's so long and thick. You have a promising future ahead of you. What? Ah! At full mast, the tip of my cock reached the area just below my chest. The sex officer fondled it gently like she would stroke my head. It was the first time anyone else had ever touched my dick. I squirmed, feeling some kind of desperate need rising up from my groin. But I hate it! You do? Why, it's a fantastic dick. Your erection is impressively hard despite its size. The kids all pick on me because it's creepy. I burst into tears at the shame of my admission. If only I didn't tell her, I could have locked those feelings up inside and hidden them away. Is that why those boys were harassing you? I nodded while wiping at my tears. Those poor boys, they can't see what a wonderful dick you have. Wonderful, but it's gross. Why was she pitting Asai and his friends? I looked up at her face when she said wonderful. I had no idea what she meant by it. She looked back at me and spoke like she recognized the confusion in my expression. When it comes to dicks, size doesn't matter. A dick is a dick. This game should make you feel good about your penises, gentlemen. Dicks, wieners, cocks, phalluses, schlongs, manhoods, penises. Dicks come with many names, but they're all dicks. Big or small, all dicks are equal. A dick with phimosis is still a dick. A tiny dick is still a dick. A dick which ejaculates prematurely is still a dick. They are all different, and they are all beautiful. The beauty of a dick comes from the simple fact that it is a dick. Your huge dick is a wonderful thing that has the ability to bring pleasure to many people. Throw back your shoulders, puff out your chest, and show off your throbbing erection with pride. Make sure you come lots and lots and as hard as you can. Well, ah! She beamed at me, and the next thing I knew, she was pushing my shoulders down to the ground. Then, a conspicuous erection is a request for sexual service. Therefore, I shall now perform my duty. The sex officer smiled at me gently before crouching down and straddling me. Then she grabbed my cock. The desperate heat burned around the base of my dick at her touch. May I ask your name? I'm Shintani Jin. Shintani, rather. Jin-kun, so are you are you still a virgin, Jin-kun? Yeah, because we haven't started sex ed yet. Once sex education started, the perverted teachers and visiting sex officers would help the students lose their virginity. What? I heard that most kids lost their virginity before that, though. I thought I'd have to wait till sex ed to lose mine. It wasn't like I had any perverted friends to help me, and I was too scared to approach any sex officers or perverted adults. That means I'll be your first woman. I shuddered with pleasure. The anticipation in her voice felt sweet in my ears. Her gentle smile didn't falter as she slowly started to move the hand around my trembling dick. First, I'll stroke you off slowly. If my pussy gobbled you up so soon, it'd be so much of a shock that you'd come right away. Rub, 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 rub. Her hand moved from the tip to the base and back again. She stroked it, caressed it, over and over. Ah, 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 it feels... I couldn't help but cry out as the sex officer gently stroked my dick. It just felt too good. My body writhed, having no other outlet for the growing and urgent sensation inside it. Heh. There's so much delectable pre-cum flowing from the tip. It feels good, doesn't it? It does. It feels really good. Ah, 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 my dick's getting harder. It felt like my dick was getting stuffed full of pleasure. It kept getting harder as though it was struggling to hold the sensations in. It was so stiff that it even started to get a little painful. I'm impressed, Jin-kun. Larger cocks tend not to get so hard when they're erect. Yours, however, is amazingly hard and stiff. Enough for me to do this. Until then, she was only stroking the surface of my dick with a feather-like touch. Now she held it tightly so that her fingers were digging into my shaft. She then pulled up and down on it firmly. Ah! I felt the blood flow to my cock accelerating as she massaged my erection like a stiff muscle. Drops of pre-cum sprayed from the tip with each one of her movements and landed on my chest. Heh. Stroking your dick like this is making me feel nice, too. I looked at her pussy. It was dripping with sticky juices. The liquid dripped down into my ballsack and slowly spread over its surface. Her damp pussy, her jiggling boobs, and the slimy juices spreading over my balls. Those sights and sensations stimulated me as much as her firm hand job, and the pleasure I felt rose sharply. I think that white stuff's gonna come out. I recognized the rising feeling in my abdomen. It meant I was close to what was called ejaculation, something I'd only experienced once before. You're going to ejaculate? Make sure you put your all into it, since it's your first time finishing from a hand job. The sex officer started stroking my dick even more quickly. I could already feel the white stuff rising up inside me. Her increased amount of grip was the final straw for me. Ah, it's coming out! The white stuff! It's coming out! My entire body arched backward, and tension pulled every last muscle tight. It's alright. Don't hold back, and shoot it as hard as you can so you feel good. The next second I felt a glob of something deep at the base of my cock traveling up my urethra and shooting into the air. Splurt! Ah! Oh! Oh! Well done! That was an outstanding ejaculation. You have more where that came from, don't you? Come on, shoot it all out. The sex officer kept jerking me off, even as I came. Okay, do not show this message again, we get it. And there we go, there's the full scene there. Coming felt good, and so did her hand job. Pleasure was bolstered by more pleasure, and the sensations multiplied together to make it feel even better. Oh, oh, all right, more's gonna come out. I can feel it. Go right ahead. It's every young boy's job to ejaculate. Her hand was slipped with my slimy cum, and now she started moving it even faster than before. The more her slimy hand stroked me off, the more pleasure coursed through me, and felt like I could come forever, as long as she didn't stop. Splurt, 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 splurt. My cum splattered down all over me, right up to my face. I kept coming till my groin felt empty and light, which is when my ejaculations finally lost their force. Spurt, 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 squirt. Yes, you came as much as I would expect from a huge dick like yours. Your cum is so thick, too. You're such a good boy. I expected her to pat my head, but instead she stroked my sticky glands as though trying to milk even more from it. By the time I was coming, I was covered in my own sticky ejaculate right up to my face. It felt so amazingly good. A single hand job and a single orgasm. It felt so good that I wouldn't be surprised if my own soul shot out of my cock along with my ejaculation. Just once before, something perverted came over me, and I played with my cock until it felt so good that I came. It was nothing compared to how intensely good I felt now. My instincts were telling me that this was true sexual pleasure. You really are amazing to come so much in one go, Jin-kun. Your dick still isn't even soft after all that. My dick was still twitching from its orgasm as the sex officer stroked it tenderly. It's still so stiff, I think we can start right away without needing to rest. The sex officer wrapped her hand around my cock again. I knew she wasn't planning to give me another hand job. Time to graduate from being a virgin, Jin-kun. Graduate? Those words made me salivate, and I had to swallow. The sex officer rose her hips slightly. She positioned my cock so that it was pointing straight up. The tip was right by her pussy. I could feel my cock brushing against her entrance. It was wet and slimy against my glands, sending tingles through my hips. Heh, my pussy would be the first you ever fuck and the first to teach you what a pussy feels like. Her eyes seemed to sparkle as she smiled and lowered her hips. Squelch! Ah, my cock's going into your slimy hole! Her pussy swallowed me up as the sex officer brought her hips down. Her wet, slick walls squeezed around my entire dick. Look, I'm gonna put the entire dick inside me all the way to the base. Ah, it really is huge! She wiggled her hips a little, making my dick slip deeper inside her. My whole dick? Ah, it's going in? Ah! All of it! Squish. There we go! My pussy's gobbled up all of your virgin dick. Congratulations, Jin-kun. You're not a virgin anymore. My entire cock went inside of the sex officer, pushing out some of her overflowing juices with a squelch. My whole cock was surrounded by her hot, wet flesh. The sensation was unlike anything I'd ever experienced before, and it took over every one of my senses. I can feel what my dick's doing to her pussy. There were tiny ridges inside her like those on a washboard. There were bumps too, and when her snatch tightened around me, they rubbed closely against my cock. It's so hot and slippery and bumpy and tight around my dick. She wasn't even moving, but it still felt even better than her hand job. If I hadn't come once already, I would have ejaculated inside her immediately. Heh. You've only just put it in. The real sex starts here. The sex officer lifted her hips up from where they rested on mine. Squelch! Yeah! Her wet, bumpy insides rubbed up my shaft all at once like a tongue. Pleasure burst through my cock, from my hips, up my back, and to the top of my head, like giant caterpillars were crawling through me. Every time she rose and lowered her hips, the sex officer's boobs bounced up and down. I couldn't take my eyes off of them. All I could do was watch, too drunk under the pleasure that made the hairs rise up on every inch of my skin. This is sex. Your first time is being ridden by me in the cowgirl position. Her butt went up and down, right on my cock. Smack! Every time her hips came down, her fleshy butt smacked loudly against my groin. It then bounced up again, making use of the recoil from that impact. Squish! When her hips seemed to go too high and threatened to let my cock slip out, her pussy would tighten and grab hold of it again. The sex officer's expression would slack with pleasure as she focused all of her energy on moving her hips up and down. Her ass bounced repeatedly like she was dribbling a basketball. The slick flesh of her pussy layered with bumps and ridges of different sizes rubbed against my cock. She went especially hard against the side of my glands. The more the sex officer moved, the more her feminine scent filled the air. Though she kept smiling at me, it was obvious by her expression how good she was feeling. The smell, the sight, my first woman, my first sexual experience. I can't! Your pussy just keeps rubbing against my cock! Something that I wanted to release was growing in my groin again. It was the same sensation that disappeared before when I came. I could feel my orgasm growing closer with every stroke of her pussy around my cock. Are you going to come again? Hehe, you're just so full of energy. You're such a good boy, being able to come twice so quickly. The sex officer smiled and praised me. She must have sensed I was getting close. It was only a few minutes ago that I thought I'd never be praised for anything sexual in my life, especially not my cock. It was like she was validating my entire existence and joy welled up right from the bottom of my heart. You're not a virgin anymore, and now you can have your first experience of coming inside a pussy too. Smack, 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 smack. The sex officer was bouncing up and down on me even faster than before. Even though it was my first time, I knew she sped up to try and make me come. You mustn't hold back, okay? Come lots and lots and let it all out. The movements of her hips and pussy felt different around my cock than before. It squeezed my dick right from the base and sucked it up all the way inside. She's plugging and unplugging her pussy with my dick to try and milk the cum from me. Ah, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, again! I could feel the cum already shooting up from my shaft, I could feel the cum already shooting up through my shaft by the time I started yelling. Splurt, spurt! Spurt, spurt, spurt. Congratulations on your first cream pie, Jin-kun. Your first sexual experience and your first cream pie. You're not a child anymore. The sex officer beamed and praised me, all the while gyrating her hips. That sensation stimulated my ejaculating cock even further. Splurt, splurt, squirt, splurt, splurt, splatter, splurt. Ah, your cream pie is so explosive. It's like having a hose inserted into my pussy. It feels so good. Your pussy's squeezing the cum out of me, and it feels amazing. Her tight pussy and her rotating hips made it feel like she was twisting my cock around. It was like she was wringing the cum out of me like a rag, and I couldn't stop ejaculating. Splurt, 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 foosh! My hips are being forced up by the pressure of the cum inside me and your force of the, and your force of your ejaculations. I let her twisting pussy pump my cock, allowing the pleasure to keep the cum splurting out of my dick. Eventually, though, my ejaculations came to an end. They got weaker and weaker, and the pleasure I felt slowly started fading. My first time having sex and my first time releasing inside a pussy was coming to its end. The thought was unbearable. I want to come more. It just feels so good. Smack, 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 slap, slap, smack, squelch. Wow, it's lovely that you're so assertive, Jin-kun. You're so good at thrusting into me from underneath like that, too. I wanted more pleasure. I wanted to come more. Those were the only thoughts in my mind as I focused on thrusting my hips upward. No one taught me how to do this. I just instinctively kept thrusting into the sex officer's pussy. Slop, slop, smack, smack, slop, smack. So good. I love the frantic thrusts of someone who's only lost their virginity. Only just lost their virginity, rather. The pleasure was clear in her face as she moaned, and I never stopped moving. Sex feels so good. I love pussy. Your pussy. It feels amazing. Raw pussy feels amazing. The cum I shot inside her before splattered out. The cum I shot inside her before splattered out in drops as my cock pushed it out. I kept fucking her, ignoring my own semen, which was covering more and more of my body. It feels amazing for me, too. Your huge dick is messing up my pussy so much. My dick, which I hated so much, is making this sex officer, this pervert, feel good. The thought filled me with indescribable bliss and arousal. I realized at that moment that giving pleasure to someone else meant feeling it for yourself, too. I hope my dick makes you feel good, ma'am. I'm gonna make you feel as nice as I can. Slop, slop, smack, smack, slop, smack, 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 slop. Each thrust made the cum inside Each thrust made the cum already inside her throp and slop about with an incredible sound. Thank you, Jin-kun. Thank you for lending me your cock. It feels so good, and I couldn't be happier. The physical sensations mingled with the pleasure from my other senses, and I could feel the urge to come building in my groin again. I could feel it twinging at the base of my cock already like I hadn't just come twice before. I'm gonna come again, even though I only just came. I love your cock so much, I think I'm gonna come too. Your huge boy dick is gonna make me come. I could feel her approaching orgasm as I kept thrusting in and out of her pussy. It twitched and squirmed around me even more than before, so much that it almost hurt. The bumps inside her were rubbing against my cock and it felt better than ever. Ah, 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 I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm gonna come inside again, inside you, ma'am. I thrust my hips and cock into her as hard as hard and deep as I could. At that moment, I felt the cum shooting through my shaft, my third load just as thick as my first. Splurt, splurt. Your glands is pressing right up against my cervix and shooting its semen straight into my womb. Your thick virgin cum is flowing into me. Ma'am, I'm coming, 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 I'm coming! The sex officer came, her body twitching. Her body gripped my cock so tightly that it felt like she was going to snap it in half. Splurt, 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 splatter, splurt! When my cock's gonna break, your pussy's gonna snap it! It's been so long since a kid like you has made me come this hard. The sex officer's hips were twitching and her face melted with pleasure. Her expression turned me on, and my weakened ejaculations gained traction again. Splurt, 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 splatter, splurt, splurt. Chin-kun, that was amazing for your first time! Her body trembling and her boobs jiggling, the sex officer held up all her fingers. My grade was a perfect 10. Slip, 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 dribble. My dick was still hard, nestled in her pussy. The virgin double cream pie I gave her was floating from between her pussy and my shaft. Hey, you gave me a great orgasm. You're a good boy, Jin-kun. It's important to make sure your partner feels good during sex, too. The sex officer patted my head gently. You have the potential to become a talented sex officer. That must be why you were gifted with a dick like this. A sex officer? Me? This encounter and my first sexual experience set me on my path in life. I was gonna become a sex officer. Sexual politician, eh? This game's all about the sex officers. Unfortunately, the intro movie seems to have mosaics. I can't do anything about that. The game doesn't. Us humans inherited the genes of our ancestors with the promise that we will pass them down to our offspring. That's why an abundance of sex appeal is an indispensable trait for us. Nutrition, sleep, and sex. Those are the three necessities of human life, and sex is the most special of them all. Nutrition, that is. Food is the only thing that helps us to not feel hungry. Sleep is the only way we can properly regain energy. Yeah. Only sexual desire can be satisfied by helping to satisfy somebody else's. Well, somewhat, yeah. There are some in this world blessed with sex appeal in abundance that they use to sexually satisfy countless people. They are perverts. To quote the world-famous introduction of the well-known classical text, The Principles of Perversion, in this world overflowing with life, the highest virtues are thus: those things brimming with lust and sex appeal, and those things which elicit sexual excitement. And the healthiest of men are those who are descended from several generations of their tribe working to keep their bloodline thriving. Therefore, the honorable title of pervert is used for those who possess such a healthy charm and vitality. In other words, perverts are the most erotic and lewdest people you'll ever find. Today was the graduation ceremony at my college, that is, a sex college. It had been 4 years since I left high school and entered this college. My days of basic and practical study were finally over. I was wearing my graduation cap and sex officer uniform, complete with braided cord, for the occasion. The uniforms for male and female officers were different, but they were both open in the chest and genital areas, which was vital to our duties. After years of study and training, me and my classmates were finally getting appointed as official sex officers. All the nipples, clits, and cocks in the room were hard and erect, filled with hope, anticipation, and nerves. The principal's speech sure is long. I think they spelled principal wrong there. The national anthem, the appointments, the student pledges, the briefing, the ceremonial address, the congratulatory address, the visitor introductions, the presentations, the school song. Our graduation ceremony was the same as any other school's, and on it went. We finished singing the school song, and although the speeches were ridiculously long, the ceremony was finally coming to its end. This concludes our school's 63rd graduation ceremony. As the leader announced the end of the ceremony, we took our caps. Woo! We cheered and threw our caps high into the air. Studying at this school was tough. Many students came in with the idea that sex work was something anyone could do, but it wasn't long till they started dropping like flies. Those of us who made it all the way to graduation and now earned the right to pay our respects to the teachers who saw us through our rigorous studies. I wonder how many of us have been waiting for this moment. The ceremony was over, and the graduates stripped off their uniforms. We weren't students anymore, so we didn't need them. Our nakedness was a sign that we were ready to take our first steps as sex officers. Gentlemen, prepare your artillery! The caps were thrown and the uniforms were off. The graduates, me included, cheered and roared before marching on our lecturers lined up in the hall. The female students weren't picky about gender, while the male students went for the female lecturers. Most of them, anyway. A few went down the man-on-man route, but they were rare. The gymnasium used for the ceremony quickly turned into an orgy of gratitude for our teachers. Okay, before we get into this huge orgy, I'm gonna go ahead and get some sleep. How about that one? But yeah, this is the Grim Lord, and I hope you enjoyed me getting up at this odd hour to cover this game. It just came out, and you can pick it up on MangaGamer.com right now. After the long wait, we finally got the second How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle from Clock Up. Remember, Clock Up will get your cock up. So go ahead and pick the game up if you can afford it. It's a little expensive, I'll admit. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with how to be a healthy hentai ambassador or something? I don't know. Anyway, check the game out. I'm sure it gets crazy, just like all the other Clock Up games, and we'll definitely be covering more of it. And Pornhub people, you're going to be getting this along with the coverage of the first game, so be aware of that. So at any rate, I am out of here.